breakfast, sir.
I have a hunch something very exciting is going to happen in the Pork Belly Market this morning.
Will Miss Penelope be dining with you this evening, sir?
Yes. Yes, she will.
Cannot believe how stupid these scientists are, the eternal question. There's no question. The answer's obvious.
I don't care about heredity versus environment. In fact, I'm sick and tired of hearing it. I care about how much money we can get for our pork bellies.
Winthrop put in a sell order for 76 and a quarter. His charts say that's as high as it's going to go.
It'll never get that high. Let's sell now.
Patience, Mortimer. Let's see if Winthrop's right.
Winthrop's wrong. It's topped out. I say we sell now.
Just another few seconds.
The market's closing. We won't get the order in.
Just made an extra $347,000.
Get me, Winthrop. Well, of course, I never had an instant of doubt in my mind, Mortimer. Oh, yes, I'm sure a lot of people went belly up on that one. I'll see you at the club.
Happy Hanukkah?
Yeah. How you doing? Spare four more vegetable change? A moment needs a life.
I have no money to give you.
Please. Anything. A quarter. Anything. Just a couple of dollars. Anything. A quarter of a nickel. Please. Hey, man, I really don't appreciate this. I don't care what it is. My ham. Anything. Some crackers.
Thanks a lot. How you like a stump up your ass?
Stay out of here.
You got a lot of soul. Appreciate it.
Listen to this. Expect this stagnation to continue until the Department of Agriculture's January crop report. Exactly as we thought, Randolph.
Wrong. Quite wrong. Untrue. They've given this genetics fellow the Nobel Prize. A man doesn't know the first thing about human nature.
Randolph, we're about to make millions of dollars in frozen orange juice, and you're talking to me about human nature.
Money isn't everything, Mortimer.
Oh, grow up.
Mother always said you were greedy.
She meant it as a compliment.
Ah, Ezra. Right on time. I bet you thought I'd forgotten your Christmas bonus. There you are.
$5. Maybe I'll go to the movies by myself.
Half of it is from me.
Thank you, Mr. Mortimer.
Gentlemen, looking good, Lewis.
Feeling good, Todd.
We need a fourth for squash today, Lewis. Are you interested?
No, can do. I'll be having dinner with Penelope tonight.
Oh, lucky you.
It's not luck. Todd?
Randolph?
Mortimer?
Winthorpe, my boy, what have you got for us?
Well, it's that time of the month again. Payroll checks for our employees, which require your signatures. And no forgetting to sign the big ones.
We seem to be paying some of our employees an awful lot of money.
Can't get around the old minimum wage, Mortimer.
$50,000 to Clarence Beeks. Who the hell is...
I meant to ask you about that. I went through personnel records thoroughly, and there doesn't seem to be a Clarence Beeks employed with the firm.
Oh. Clarence Beeks. Oh, yes, of course. He's doing something top secret for us. Research.
How is Penelope? Never forget she's our grandniece, Winthorpe. You better make an honest woman of her.
Well, I'll certainly try, sir. Actually, the wedding invitations go out this week.
Good. Good work, Winthorpe. Don't worry about this, Winthorpe. I'll take care of this one personally.
Goodbye, Winthorpe.
Goodbye, Winthorpe. Winthorpe is a very steady young man. We're lucky to have him managing our firm for us.
Oh, hogwash. Exeter, Harvard, he's the product of good environment.
It's got nothing to do with environment. With his genes, you can put Winthorpe anywhere and he's going to come out on top. Breeding, Randolph, same as in racehorses. It's in the blood.
Hey, baby, what's happening? How you doing? Once you have a man with no legs, you never go back, baby. I know what you're thinking. You see Paul getting bad? We can make it, baby. Me and you! You bitch!
Police. We've had some complaints about con men pretending to be blind and crippled.
Oh, I'd love to help you, man, but I ain't seen nothing since I stepped on that landmine in Viet Cong back in 72. It was rough. That paint.
You were in Nam? So were we. Where?
I was in, Sang Bang, Dangan. I was all over that place, basically. A lot of places.
What unit were you in?
I was with the Green Beret, Special Unit Battalion, Commando Airborne Tactics, Specialist Tactics, Unit Battalion. Yeah, it was real hush-hush. I was Agent Orange. That was my name, Agent Orange, Special Agent Orange. That was me.
Airborne, huh?
I can see! I can see!
In heaven's name is going on here?
He tried to rob the payroll, Randolph. He attacked me in broad daylight.
I didn't do nothing, man. This guy bumped into me.
I did not. You knocked me down and tried to grab my briefcase.
Yeah, but it was an accident, man.
An accident? Really?
What's going to happen to this man?
We're going to book him. An assault, attempted robbery, and resisting arrest.
Well done, Winthorpe.
Hey, man, I'm innocent. This guy bumped into me. I was trying to give him his briefcase back to him. Shit, I can't be going to jail because some asswipe ain't watching where he's going.
Officer, I would like to press full charges. People like this are a menace to decent society.
You're from a broken home, of course.
If we was broke, so what?
You have a history of juvenile arrests, I presume. Drug abuse, reform schools, state prisons, and all that.
You ain't talking to this guy. I want a lawyer. Is there a lawyer in the house?
That man is a product of a poor environment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro. Probably been stealing since he could crawl.
Given the right surroundings and encouragement, I'll bet that that man could run our company as well as your young Winthorpe.
Are we talking about a wager, Randolph? I suppose you think Winthorpe, say if he were to lose his job, would resort to holding up people on the streets?
No, I don't think just losing his job would be enough for Winthorpe. I think we'd have to heap a little more misfortune on those narrow shoulders. If he lost his job and his home, and his fiancée and his friends, If he were somehow disgraced and arrested by the police and thrown in jail even? Yes, I'm sure he'd take to crime like a fish to water.
You'd have to put him in the wrong surroundings, of course, with the worst sort of people. I mean real scum, Randall.
We've done it before. This time it's in a good cause. How much do you want to bet?
The usual amount.
Why not?
You're so brave, Lewis.
Someone has to take a stand against criminals like that.
But he could have killed you.
In such a situation, you have no time to think. Instinct takes over. It's either kill or be killed.
Did Lewis tell you what he did today?
Mr. Lewis was kind enough to share this afternoon's excitement with me, Miss Penelope.
You're so hot-tempered, darling. I would have groveled on the ground and begged for mercy. I want you, Lewis.
Coleman.
Sir?
I think we'll take our drinks in the living room by the fire.
No dessert, sir?
You have it.
Thank you, sir. Hello? Oh. Hello, Mr. Duke, sir. What? A scientific experiment. No, not at all, sir. No, it all sounds very original. But it's your house, sir, and I work for you. I shall make the necessary arrangements. And a very good night to you, sir. What a scumbag.
Mumsy wants to have a party for us right after New Year's. January 2nd. Is that good for you?
Hey, okay with me, hon. Darn nice of her, too. Oh, heck, 2nd of January. Can't do it, Pooh.
Oh, Lewis.
It's the day the crop reports come out.
What do those stupid old crop reports have to do with Mumsy's party?
It's the busiest time of the year in the office, Sugar Pop.
Just not fair. Can't you make them do it another day?
Oh, no. The Department of Agriculture gets those estimates from all over the country. Pork bellies, soybeans, frozen orange juice.
Suppose I'll just have to ask Todd to take me.
Now, wait just a minute. If you think I'm going to let that playboy...
Just teasing me, sir.
You know something, Witherspoon?
What?
We are going to make a great couple. We're going to have a great life.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it now, Coleman?
Will you be needing me any more this evening, sir?
No. I think I have everything I want.
Good night, sir.
You had to keep doing the tight surveillance, man. That's why I'm wearing these bummy clothes. You had to make sure the dude had his payroll before I made my move.
Tell us how you cut him.
Yeah, I ain't cut him with no knife, man.
But you told me last night you cut the dude.
With these, I cut him. I am a chain belt from Kung Fu. Bruce Lee was my teacher. Watch this. Quarter blood would drop out of a person's body.
Tell how you beat on a cop.
Wasn't no cop, man. It was cops. Plural. 9, 10 cops. Beat the shit out of 10 cops and had to change my whole strategy around.
Yo, when they brought you in here and booked you, you was crying like a pussy.
Yeah.
That's because if one of the cops fell, he threw tear gas in my face. And that's the kind of shit they use on crowds, man. I still walk in here like a man, so get out of my face, all right? I mean, you beating up on a man? You putting a man in the hospital? How come I don't see no marks on you?
Yeah.
Because I'm a karate man, all right? Karate man bruise on the inside. They don't show their weaknesses. But you don't know that because you're a big Barry White-looking motherfucker. Now get off my back, all right? I wish my bitches hurry up and get here. I ain't got no time to be sitting inside this cell with you.
Where is your bitches, Mr. Big Time Pimp? Yeah.
Didn't I tell you that the phone in my limousine is busted and I can't get in contact with my bitches?
Yeah, the phone in the limo is busted. What is
it,
ignorant?
Hey, look, sit down, all right?
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
Hey. You boys don't know what you're doing. I can see that already. Do you know who you're fucking with? Do you know who you're fucking with? Ah, back the fuck up. Back up. You know who you're fucking with? It's cell number 4 on the 9th floor.
Billy Ray Valentine?
Yes.
Move it. You made bail.
I did?
Come on. Hey, Brian, nightstick, you're crazy!
Get off
her! Get off her! You don't know who you're messing with, boy!
Stay still! May I suggest using a nightstick, officer?
Get out of here!
Mr. Valentine, could you spare us a moment?
Hey, man, don't I know you two guys?
Step inside. Nice and warm in here. Whiskey. All you want.
Hey, look, man, I ain't falling for the same trick twice, all right? What you gonna do, get me in the car and have me arrested for stealing it?
Why should we do that, Mr. Valentine? We're the ones who bailed you out.
Hey, man, who are y'all? What y'all want with me?
We want to help you, Mr. Valentine. My brother and I run a privately funded program to rehabilitate culturally disadvantaged people. We'd like to supply you with a home of your own, a car, a generous bank account, and employment with our company.
We're going to start you at $80,000 a year.
$80,000?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. This is a practical joke, right, Brian? Then these dudes a couple of faggots then, huh? So what's my next move, man? Thank you, you've been helpful. What about the police and the payroll?
We've had the charges dropped, Mr. Valentine.
You're a free man, Valentine. We can stop right now and you can walk out on us forever.
No, I believe I can hang out with you fellas for a little while.
Excellent. Yeah. I'm Randolph Duke.
How you doing, Randy? What's happening?
My younger brother, Mortimer.
Hey, Marte, what's this? Billy Ray Valentine, Capricorn. Randy, that's like Randy Jackson from the Jackson 5, right?
Yes. Yes, I suppose so.
Yeah.
William?
Billy Ray.
Well, you're Mrs. Coleman. He'll look after your day-to-day needs.
Can I relieve you of those, sir?
You get a glass and give you a sip, man.
Yeah, perhaps your coat, sir.
Yes, this is my coat.
Coleman is here to take care of you. He is your servant.
May I take it?
Get out of here, man.
Valentine very badly wants to take a hot bath and to get into something comfortable. Don't you, Valentine?
Jacuzzi, sir.
You see, man, I knew y'all was faggots, man. You're jacuzzi nobody.
It's a whirlpool bath, sir. I think you'll enjoy it.
Hey, bubbles, man. Say, man, when I was growing up, we wanted jacuzzi. We had to fart in the tub. This is bad. When you think of love, do your heart beat fast? Come on, please.
What's he doing in there?
He's singing, sir.
They're very musical people, aren't they?
What shall I do with his clothes, sir?
Send them to the laundry. He'll have to have something to wear back to the ghetto after I've won our bet.
Well, William, what do you think?
I like it, Randy. It's very nice. I like the way you got the mirrors and stuff hooked up over there. It's very pretty. I like that. I like that, man.
I don't think he understands, Randolph.
Oh, but Marty, I do understand.
William.
Yes.
This is your home.
Uh-huh, right.
It belongs to you.
Yeah, all this is mine. I like my home. It's very nice. That's very nice tasting houses. I like
everything
it.
You see in this room is yours now.
Uh-huh, this is my stuff.
Your own personal property?
Yeah, my own personal shit.
You understand?
This is mine, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, you know what I like most about my place, Randy? The curtains, man. Look at the curtains. It's beautiful the way I got this place set up, man. This is something else. I like it. The cabinets and whatnot.
Beautiful. I suppose you're going to just give me this TV set for free, huh, Randy?
That's right.
Uh-huh, everything in here is mine, huh? Oh, I guess the stereo is mine, 3-2, huh?
Absolutely.
This is too much for me, man. You know, I can really dig this, Randy. You know why? This kind of thing happens to me every week.
This is your house. These are your personal possessions. You will only be stealing from yourself.
Look, first you throw my ass in jail, right? Then you're going to drive me out here and start running some garbage to me about this is my house, this is my personal rug, and then you're going to tell me this is my personal slave, too.
I understand how you feel, William, but the fact remains, all this is yours. You may do with it whatever you wish.
This is my stuff, my place, huh? I can do what I want with this stuff, right? This is my bass here, right? This is Billy Ray's bass, right? I own this bass, and I can play like Harlem Globetrotter shit with it in, right? Okay, you want Mellow Lemon shit, right? Hey, man, I'm sorry about that.
Perfectly all right, William. It was your vase.
That's a cheap vase, man. That was a fake, right?
I think we paid $35,000 for it. But I seem to remember we estimated its value at $50,000 for the insurance company. You see, Mortimer, William has already made us a profit of $15,000.
You want me to break something else?
No.
Excuse me.
I just hope we're not pushing our luck using Mr. Beeks for this, as well as for the crop report. We are involved in a very important scientific experiment, Mortimer. And Mr. Beeks has always proven reliable.
Gentlemen, there is something rotten in the Heritage Club. Something that has never raised its vile head in the 208 years of the club's history. There is a thief, and he's sitting here among us. Not an ordinary thief like the man Winthorpe had the guts to stand up to yesterday. No. This man is 100 times lower. I'd like to introduce Mr. Beeks of Lyndhurst Security.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you gentlemen to all stand up. I'd like to ask you to place your left hand on the shoulder of the man to your left. I would now ask you to place your right hand in the coat pocket of the member to your right and empty the contents of those pockets onto the table. Thank you. You may sit. We mark three $50 bills with red X's. Less than 10 minutes ago, those bills were stolen from a coat in the cloakroom. One of our operatives witnessed the theft.
Wait a minute. I've never seen this money before in my life. Randolph Mortimer, this is outrageous. What are you doing? I haven't done anything wrong.
Oh, Winthorpe. I'm glad your parents are not alive to see this.
Wait, now this is totally preposterous. This is insane. I have no reason to steal. Now wait, I'm not a thief. I demand a fair hearing. You can at least grant me that. Someone's present.
You realize you're making a grave mistake. Boy, are you two going to be sorry. Do you know who I am?
Yeah. Winthorpe Lewis III.
I know. I'm permitted 2 phone calls. Just point me to the phone.
Take off your clothes.
Now, wait a minute. I know my rights.
Take off your clothes.
You are making a career decision here. Now, you'd better think about it, because it's something that you are going to have to live with for the rest of your life.
Strip, you little shit, before I tell you a new asshole.
Did you hear what this man said to me? I have witnesses. This man is physically threatening me.
Winthorpe. Louis III. All right. One gold watch. One alligator skin wallet. MasterCharge American Express gold card. Visa, Diners Club, carte blanche. 2 tickets. La Boheme.
La Boheme. It's an opera.
It's an opera.
One cellophane bag.
That's not mine. I've never seen that before in my life.
That's PCP. Phenacyclidine. Angel dust.
You ever seen what this stuff does to kids? You are looking at 3 to 5 mandatory. Lewis.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What's happening, Terrence? Give me a bottle of your best champagne.
You got a lot of nerves showing your face around here after all this time.
Look, man, I got your money. I got your paw. Measly, $20 for interest.
Billy Ray, honey. Is that you?
Who you think it is? Terrence, get the ladies some champagne. In fact, champagne for everybody. Courtesy of Billy Ray Valentine. I'm very sexy. And people will come and say, Billy Ray, you're so sexy, and not understand my sexuality.
I know.
And I'm a very sexy man. You was in the tank last night, bragging on your limousine. You the motherfucker I was gonna call.
Yeah.
Motherfucker? Moi? That just happens to be my limousine outside. Why don't you go take a look at it? Right outside.
Yeah.
You took care of him, baby.
I was going to kick his ass. I should have kicked him. And I'm a peaceful man. Look, ladies, it's about time for me to get home, but, any of you ladies want to drop by my house for cocktails? There's plenty of room in my limousine.
Limousine?
Come on, everybody. Thank you very much. Hey, yo, cuz, you gonna vomit the bathroom downstairs. Going downstairs, man! Get the fuck out, man. Let's go. Shit. Come on. Hurry up.
And be quiet out there. My neighbor's asleep. They work too.
But you're all right. Your friends seem to enjoy themselves, sir. I thought it was a great success.
There wasn't no friends of mine, Coleman. It was a bunch of freeloaders treating my house like it was a goddamn zoo.
Why don't you retire, sir, and I'll straighten up. You've got a big day ahead of you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I will, retire. Good night, Coleman. Thanks, man.
Good night, sir.
Let's go, Winthorpe.
Lunch. How'd you like to make a fast hunt?
I just got out. Well, come on, what are you trying to do? Entrap me right here in the middle of the police department? You guys must be getting desperate.
No, this is good.
That's a nice purse.
Thank you. Dorothy! I'm so glad to see you.
Louis, you're making a scene.
The good news is, I'm innocent. I've never even done anything vaguely resembling this. Really, it's the truth.
Louis, you look awful. So ashamed. Those clothes. And those shoes, and you've been fighting, and you smell.
I smell? Penelope, do you realize where I've been since yesterday? They beat me up and stole my clothes. Those men wanted to have sex with me.
That's just somewhere else.
One of them tried to bend me over the stove. I mean... If this place is indicative of the state of correctional institutions in this country, they might as well let all the convicts out. It's far worse on the inside.
Stealing from your friends at the club, Louis? Heroin, Louis? God, you lost your mind. Mother wants me to call off the wedding, and so does Todd.
Todd? What does Todd have to do with it?
You've been fired from Duke and Duke. They're preparing charges against you for embezzlement.
Embezzlement? I've never stolen anything in my life.
Look at the man I love. Children I wanted to have in breastfeed be a heroin dealer.
It wasn't heroin. It was angel dust, PCP, and... Listen, fellow, I swear to you, on my honor, with Almighty God as my witness, I am not an angel dust dealer.
Oh, Louis.
I've been looking everywhere for you, baby. Listen, Louis, it's you. I'm hurting, baby. I just need a shot.
Please.
Louis, who is this person?
I've never seen this woman before in my life.
Don't say it. Come on, baby. Just a dime bag. I'll do all the things you like.
Oh, you lying, filthy, disgusting creep. Todd was right about you. I never want to see you again as long as I live!
Grand! Great! Thanks a lot!
It was a joke! Your friend said it would get you off.
You mean someone told you to do this to me?
Yeah, and he paid me $100 too.
murder. So let me get this straight. I'm going to give you 20 for the cab, and you're going to give me 50 when we get to your house?
That is correct. My butler, Coleman, will give you $50, drive you anywhere in the city you wish to go.
You don't exactly look like the type that has a butler. You know, if you're hustling me...
Hustling you? Hustling you? You don't think they give these to just anyone, do you? Charge goods and services in over 86 countries around the world.
Yeah? Well, I don't take credit cards.
See what a mistake all this was.
Yes?
Oh, Coleman, could you please let me in? I'm having trouble with my key.
Who are you? What do you want?
Coleman, just unchain the door and let me in. I'm in no mood for jokes.
Coleman? There's no Coleman here. You've made a mistake.
Excuse me for a moment.
Coleman! Let me in! If you don't go away, I shall be forced to call the police.
Hello. I'll be making a cash withdrawal. In the amount...
$500.
Well, in fact, we'll make it $1,000.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Winthorpe, but the IRS has frozen your accounts.
What are you talking about? You know me.
You're a heroin dealer, Mr. Winthorpe.
It wasn't heroin. It was angel dust, PCP, and I never even had my hands on it.
Regardless, it's not the kind of business we want here at First National. May I see your credit cards, please? I've been ordered to repossess them.
What? Now, wait a minute. What am I supposed to live on? I mean, what's going to happen to me?
Roger.
Why is someone deliberately trying to ruin my life?
Tell you what, forget about the $50, okay? I'm just real tired. I'm going home.
You've got to believe me. You must believe me. I have been framed. You can't deceive me here.
Got enough problems, Louie. Come on, come on.
Listen. Wait. Wait. I have over $150,000 in that bank. You don't care because you helped them do this to me.
Get off your knees, Louie. Give me your hand. Soft hands. And a manicure. Never done a hard day's work in your life, have you? I'm going to regret this, bud. Come on. Get in.
Just like the dude that had me busted.
Sir?
Right there, he looked just like the motherfucker. I mean, he looks just like the gentleman that had me busted.
To whom are you referring, sir?
Right there, the dude right over there.
That's my car! Coleman! Coleman, that's my car!
There's some strange shit going on here, Coleman.
You don't want to be late for your first day at work, sir.
Man, what am I supposed to do in here? What they want from me?
I'm sure they'll tell you, sir.
Yeah, but what if I can't do it?
Just be yourself, sir. Whatever happens, they can't take that away from you.
Excuse me. My name is...
Yes, Mr. Valentine. They're waiting for you in the last office down the hall.
William, my boy, right on time. Come in, come in. Sit down.
No, thanks, guys. I already had breakfast this morning.
This is not a meal, Valentine. We are here to try to explain to you what it is we do here.
We are commodities brokers, William. Now, what are commodities? Commodities are agricultural products, like coffee that you had for breakfast, wheat, which is used to make bread, pork bellies, which is used to make bacon, which you might find in a bacon and lettuce and tomato sandwich. And then there are other commodities, like frozen orange juice and gold. Though, of course, gold doesn't grow on trees like oranges. Clear so far?
Yeah.
Good, William. Now, some of our clients are speculating that the price of gold will rise in the future, and we have other clients who are speculating that the price of gold is going to fall. They place their orders with us, and we buy or sell their gold for them.
Tell them the good part.
The good part, William, is that no matter whether our clients make money or lose money, Duke and Duke get the commissions.
Well, what do you think, Valentine?
Well, it sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
I told you he'd understand.
Seems like a genius. Figured out what happened. It's the same guy who tried to rob the payroll.
No doubt about it. That's him. He planted the drugs on me.
Rahim, Mohammed, Larry, how you guys doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
You know those people?
He was wearing my Harvard tie. Can you believe it? My Harvard tie. Like, oh, sure, he went to Harvard. I mean, if he's being driven around in my car, he could actually be living in my house. Maybe he's even taken my job. You know, for all I know, right at this moment, he could be fondling my fiancée. And Coleman, after years of service, this betrayal, I don't understand it. But there's going to be retribution. Oh, he's going to pay. The things that I am going...
Shut up, Louie. Listen, taxis cost money, food costs money, and rent costs money. Now, you want me to help you out? I expect a lot in return. These were here when I moved in. Put them on if you want.
Look, I cannot begin to tell you how much I appreciate this,
Ophelia.
Ophelia? Oh,
You realize that that's the name...
I know. Hamlet's girlfriend. He went crazy. She killed herself. This is not Shakespeare, Louis. Look, I'm 24 years old. I'm from a small, miserable little mining town you probably never heard of. The only thing I got going for me in this whole big, wide world is this body, this face, and what I got up here. I don't do drugs. I don't have a pimp. This place is a dump, but it's cheap, it's clean, and it's all mine. I've saved $42,000, and it's in T-bills, earning interest. I figure I got 3 more years on my back. I'll have enough to retire on.
You're a prostitute.
I'm talking about a business proposition, Louis. I help you get yourself back on your feet, and you pay me, in cash, 5 figures. That's the deal, and it's not subject to negotiation. Understood? By the way, food and rent are not the only things around here that cost money. You sleep on the couch.
Let's hit rock bottom. Come on, let's buy.
Mortimer Duke here. Buy 200 Maybelly contracts at 66.8. Put it on my personal account.
It's a big mistake, man.
Valentine, something very important is going on here. Just watch.
All right, but you're going to get reamed on this one.
Well, why shouldn't we buy now, William?
Price is going to keep going down.
Randolph, this isn't monopoly money we're playing with.
This is Randolph, Duke. Hold that belly over a moment. Tell me just why you think the price of pork bellies is going down, will you?
It's Christmas time. Everybody's uptight.
Could we please buy now, Randolph?
Right, but if you want to lose money, go ahead.
What are you trying to say, William?
Okay. Pork belly prices have been dropping all morning, which means everybody's sitting in their office and they're waiting for them to hit rock bottom so they can buy cheap and go long. So people that own the pork belly contracts are going batshit. They're thinking, hey, we're losing all our damn money, and Christmas is around the corner, and I ain't going to have no money to buy my son the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, okay? And my wife ain't gonna make love to me because I ain't got no money, right? So they're sitting there and they're panicking. They're screaming, sell, sell, because they don't want to lose all their money, right? They're out there panicking right now. I can feel it. They're out there. They're panicking. Look at them.
He's right, Mortimer. My God, look at it.
I'd wait till you get to about 64, then I'd buy. You'd have cleared out all the suckers by then.
Do you realize how much money he just saved us?
Money isn't everything, Randolph.
Advise our clients interested in bellies to buy at 64. Mr. Valentine has set the price. Well done, William.
Very well done.
Come on, Randolph. We're going to be late.
Johnson's money clip. Just count it. It's all there, all of it.
Thank you, William.
It's all there, man. Count it.
I'm sure it is, William. Thank you. And keep up the good work.
All right, man. All right.
Nice try, Mortimer.
Zadokai, my friend. Neath the elms we sing our tones. We're brothers to the end. Muffy in the bathroom stall, Margaret by the lake, Susan down in Whitley Hall, Constance on the make. Constance Fry, anytime you call. Constance would fulfill your needs. Winter, spring, or fall.
That was great. That was really great. With his phone.
And she stepped on the ball.
Oh, my God, I don't believe it.
Ah, there you are.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Don't worry. I'll handle this, Poopins.
Oh, Todd, Harry, Andrew, Philip, I realize this looks completely awful, but I just wanted to assure you, my friends, that I am completely innocent. I'm going to fight this thing till the end. Someone is out to get me, and I know who it is. The important thing is that I can rely on you, my friends, as character witnesses. I'm going to be defending myself, and, well, I wondered if you could see your way clear to perhaps advance me a small loan until the hearing.
Frankly, Winthorpe, and I think I speak for all of us, I think it shows incredibly bad taste for you to come here and embarrass us all like this.
I believe I'm still a member of this club.
Nobody wants to buy your drugs here, Louis. Why don't you just go away?
Burnt my fingers, man.
I beg your pardon.
Man, that watch is so hot, you're smoking.
Hot? Do you mean to imply stolen?
What do you need $50 for?
$50? No. This is a Rochefoucauld, the thinnest water-resistant watch in the world. Singularly unique, sculptured in design, handcrafted in Switzerland, and water-resistant to 3 atmospheres. This is the sports watch of the 80s. $6,955 retail.
You got a receipt?
It tells time simultaneously in Monte Carlo, Beverly Hills, London, Paris, Rome, and Stade.
In Philadelphia, it's worth $50.
Just give me the money. How much for the gun?
So, this snail is standing in front of the Cadillac salesman, see? And he looks up at the salesman and he says, "How much is that Cadillac?" Snail said, "I want a big S put on each door, a big S. And on top of the car, I want another big S so everybody can see it." So the salesman says, "But what do you want that for?" He said, "Well, you see, when I drive down the avenue, I want everybody to say, 'Look at that S car go.'"
See the S car go.
I'm considering going long on April wheat. What do you think, Valentine?
I can think of 3 real good reasons why you shouldn't do something like that, George. 1, the Russian wheat harvest isn't going to be as bad as everybody thinks. And 3, judging from all these jewels around your girlfriend's neck here, I think you'll need every penny you got just to keep her happy.
Ha, 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 ha,
103. That's it. You're staying in bed.
Oh, the man has moved into my house. He's stolen my job. I have to do something.
Stay here.
It's 10 o'clock. Here's Johnny.
Listen, baby, I'm sorry. My mama just came in from out of town. Can we do it next week? Flowers for me. Thanks.
What are you doing?
I've got company. Business is business. I'll go for a walk or something. The fresh air will do me good.
Lay down.
I'm sorry you had to cancel your appointment. What are you doing? Oh, Ophelia, can't tell you how good that feels. You've been so kind to me.
I'm just protecting my investment. That's all. Shut up and go to sleep. $99.50. You're not getting out of bed, though, until it's normal.
I feel fine, and I've inconvenienced you enough. You have work to do, and so do I.
Nobody works on Christmas Eve. I'm going to go shopping, and then I'm going to come back and make you a nice, quiet dinner. I'll read your paper.
And he'll never forget.
William, where have you been? The party's already begun.
I have some work to finish in my office, Mr. Duke.
It's Christmas Eve, and William wants to keep working, Mortimer. I'll think of you in Stockholm when I accept the Nobel Prize.
The wager has two parts, as I recall. Something about a second party turning to crime. Didn't you say you had some work to do, Valentine?
Yes, sir. I was wondering about this $10,000 check to Mr. Clarence Beeks.
I'll take care of it, Valentine.
I don't seem to recall any Clarence Beeks working for the firm, Mr. Duke.
It was before you joined us, Valentine. We did manage to stay in business for 47 years before your arrival.
Have a drink, William. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Duke.
What?
Merry Christmas.
Oh. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Ho, 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 ho. Oh.
what is it you're doing?
Randolph! Mortimer! Come in here quickly. I finally caught him.
Who are you?
I've caught him red-handed.
Winthorpe, is that you?
I'm making a citizen's arrest. This man is a drug dealer. Look, look here in his office drawer. He's got all the bad drugs here. Marijuana joint, pills, Quaalude, Valium, yellow ones, red ones, cocaine grinder, drug needles. He's the pusher, not me.
Really, I just came in and caught this man planting this stuff in my desk. It's obviously some primitive attempt to try to frame me.
Frame you? Boy, if that isn't the pot calling the kettle black.
This man's obviously a lunatic. I'm calling security.
Put that phone down.
Hello, security. Merry Christmas.
Try to rob me? Plant drugs on me? You steal my house, my car, my job? You know, I ought to kill him right now.
Hey, look, man, this is a big misunderstanding, all right? I don't know nothing about your house and your car and your job, really. Can you put that gun away? Were you asked to do?
Put that gun away at once, Winthorpe. You lost your mind?
Freeze, slimeball!
Whoa. I realize this whole experience must have been rather unsettling for you.
Winthorpe, don't leave. We can explain. Yeah. You'll be sorry. You'll all be very, very sorry.
Poor, deluded creature. We caught him pilfering at our club, embezzling funds, selling drugs. Now he's dressing up like Santa Claus. Very sordid business.
I can't believe Winthorpe would fall to pieces like that.
It's none of my business, but that guy belongs to my boss.
He's unemployed, Valentine.
No excuse, Mortimer.
He's flat broke. Obviously hungry.
Oh, but he has money to buy drugs, right? Listen, you can't be soft on people like that. Take it from me. I know, Randolph.
Pay up, Mortimer. I've won the bet.
Here. $1.
We took a perfectly useless psychopath like Valentine and turned him into a successful executive. And during the same time, we turned an honest, hardworking man into a violently deranged would-be killer. Now, what are we going to do about taking Winthorpe back and returning Valentine to the ghetto?
I don't want Winthorpe back after what he's done.
You mean keep Valentine on as managing director?
Do you really believe I would have a nigger run our family business, Randolph?
Of course not. Neither would I. I do think we should hold off on switching them back, though, until we get that crop report New Year's Eve, don't you?
Absolutely. No sense rocking the boat until then.
If Mr. Beeks does what we paid him to do, we should have a very happy New Year.
Indeed.
Winthrop! Hey, yo, Winthrop! Winthrop! Yo! Sorry about that.
Open. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm looking for Louis Winthrop. Does he live here?
Wait here a minute. I'll be right back. Louis? Louis, it's him. It's Valentine. Louis? Louis? Louis?
It was close, but he's going to be all right. Now, make sure you get plenty of rest, and for God's sake, no excitement.
Thanks, Doc.
Not at all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. I'll let myself out, Coleman. Thank you.
Thank you, Doc.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
It was a dream. I dreamt the whole thing. It was just a bad dream.
Good morning, sir. Merry Christmas.
Coleman, I've had the most absurd nightmare. I was poor and no one liked me. I lost my job, I lost my house. Penelope hated me. It was all because of this terrible, awful Negro.
It was the Duke. It was the Duke.
You're a dead man, Valentine!
It was an experiment! They use us as guinea pigs, man.
Duke's use us as guinea pigs. See how our lives would turn out. They made a bet.
Fred is true, sir.
I believe him, Louis.
Duke's ruined my life over a bet. For how much?
$1.
$1. Fine. That's the way they want it? No problem.
You know, you can't just go run and shoot people in the kneecaps with a double-barreled shotgun because you pissed at them.
Why not?
It's called assault with a deadly weapon. You get 20 years for that shit. Listen,
Do you have any better ideas?
Yeah, you know, it occurs to me that the best way you hurt rich people is by turning them into poor people.
I have to admit, sir, you didn't like it yourself
a bit. And now for the news. Under heavy security, the crop estimates for next year's orange crop are being delivered from Miami to the Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Louis, that's him. That's the guy who paid me to talk dirty to you.
In charge of security is Mr. Clarence Beeks, head of Lyndhurst Security.
Clarence Beeks! The Duke should have gave that guy $10,000.
$10,000? I saw an outlay on the payroll to him for $50,000. Mortimer said it was for research.
Yeah, research and I can get his hands on that top-secret crop report 2 days before it goes public.
My God. Dukes are going to corner the entire frozen orange juice market.
Unless somebody stops them.
Or beats them to it.
Eggnog.
Duke, Master calling. Duke. I'm afraid he's busy. Can you hold, please? Can I help you? Just a moment, Mr. Beeks. I'll put you right through.
Operation Strange Fruit proceeding according to plan. I anticipate penetration and acquisition at 2100 hours tomorrow. Hold on. Fuck off.
When can we expect delivery?
I will be leaving D.C. by train. We'll rendezvous at 2400 hours. The Hilton Hotel, parking level D, section 4. That's the orange section.
Orange? I like that. Very good.
The final payment is due on delivery. In cash.
You think it is, but it isn't. No, don't you remember? This morning you drove the shipment of anchovy paste. Yeah, I drove the anchovy paste, but you had the videotape recorders this afternoon. Well, I backed them up about 5 feet. We have to take turns. Sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. It's my turn now. No, it isn't. Yes, it is.
Happy New Year. In this country, we say Happy New Year.
Thank you for correcting my English, which stinks. I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon. Beef jerky time. You want some beef jerky?
Oh, please.
There's plenty, you know.
This animal is being routed through to New York. Care and feeding instructions are on this bill of lading.
Hey, gotcha.
Now, I doubt if you have any problems, but if you do, there's a tranquilizer gun in the first aid kit.
Oh, yeah?
Say, have you guys been drinking?
No, sir, not us. There's enough drunks on this train already.
Happy New Year!
Oh, that's kind of you, son. And a Happy New Year to you, too. Could I offer either of you two gentlemen a wee jolt of Irish whiskey to usher in the new year?
Not for me, pal.
I do not drink. It is against my religion.
I always say religion's a fine thing. You take it in moderation.
Beef jerky?
Oh, no, son, thank you very much. No, it gives me the wind, something terrible.
Oh. We are moving! We are moving!
Coming, my child, join the party. And let me see now, you would be from Austria, am I right?
No, I am Inga from Sweden.
Sweden? What you're wearing, Lederhosen?
Yeah, for sure, from Sweden. Please do help me with my rucksack.
Oh, yeah, sure, why not?
Hungry, man. I have got to get something more to eat.
Well, maybe there's some pretzels in the bar car. Welcome.
I certainly hope there's enough space on the train for me.
Nenge! Nenge Yomboko! From Cameroon! Do you remember me? It's Lionel Joseph.
Lionel! From the African Education Conference, right?
Yes, Simon. I was Director of Cultural Events at the Haile Selassie Pavilion.
I remember the pavilion. We had big fun there. Bukwele, 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 ha! Bukwele, bukwele, bukwele,
ha! Now that we are all here, we will have a picnic, yeah?
Yeah.
You will help me get my rucksack down for the Swedish people.
I can't afford it. Can you leave it? Can you out?
Remember the one we did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your memory.
All day long, I did the love story.
God was good, my friend.
The good old days, man.
There you are, sweet pea.
Longer.
So the train will be pulling into Philadelphia soon. Will you be getting off at the City of Brotherly Loves, Mr. Beeks?
Yeah, I will, but you won't. Winthorpe.
See if this one's empty.
Hey, back off. I'll rip out your eyes and piss on your brain.
You got it.
All right, don't get it. Up, let's go. Bunch of fucking weirdos. We're going to take a little walk. And don't try anything funny or the whore loses a kidney. Let's go.
Come on, baby, now. Come on, baby, now. Come on, baby, now.
Hey, I'm King Kong. I'm the biggest, baddest boy in the jungle.
Get lost, you maggot.
Hey, who's that guy? The father or something?
All right, hold it right here. Oh, honestly, Beak, as far as we go.
No more cockamamie cigar smoke. No more Swedish meatballs there, Tootsie. And no more phony Irish whiskey. No more goddamn jerky beef. The party's over.
Party's over? Hey, come on. What do you mean the party's over? It's not even 10 o'clock, you dummy. Hey, come on. Loosen up, man. It's almost New Year's Eve.
That black one must be the demon.
Where is he? Feeks? Are you there, Feeks?
Did you get the report?
See the money. Okay, toss it over.
Thank you, Briggs.
Wonderful news. Wonderful. Beaks. Happy New Year.
My life savings, try not to lose it.
Lose it? Coleman, in a couple hours, you're going to be the richest butler that ever lived, man.
Worked real hard for this, Louie. Hope you know what you're doing.
Thank you, Ophelia.
What are you doing?
That's us, Louie.
Coleman. Oh, would you please? Thank you. Use a stiff rig. Would you get a joint?
Thank you.
Marshal.
Good morning, Mr. Duke.
Keep the change. Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem. Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. Right. Super Bowl, a World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. Right. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners.
No prisoners.
1 minute, you're up $500,000 in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your Bentley. Are you with me?
Yeah, but we gotta kill them, motherfucker! We gotta kill them!
We want you to buy as much OJ as you can the instant trading starts.
Don't worry if the price starts going up. Just keep buying.
But, gentlemen, they're going to broadcast the crop report in an hour. What if they're...
Let us worry about that, Wilson.
Yes, sir.
How's the ulcer, Harry?
Pretty good. How's the hypertension?
Hasn't bothered me in months. Let's kick some ass. Of pure capitalism left on earth. Here in New York, they trade everything. Gold, silver, platinum, heating oil, propane, cocoa and sugar, and of course, frozen concentrated orange juice. Now, the people on the phones are taking orders from brokerage houses all over the world. The runners then hand those orders to the traders in the pits. They're trading cotton over there. That's the silver pit. The Duke's trader is going to be buying like crazy right from the opening.
We'll be waiting until he drives the price up.
Right. I can't wait to see his face when they broadcast that genuine crop report. OJ trading opens at 9.
Let's go kick some butt.
Let's go.
Hey, the Dukes are trying to corner the market.
They know something.
I can feel it. Let's get in on it.
200, take
them. 130!
200, 200!
Move it!
Not yet. Almost.
220, take them! 209!
Yeah, got them!
139! 140!
Three!
Now.
Sound going in there for the 142!
Right. How can the price be going down? Something's wrong. Where's Wilson? What are they doing here?
They're selling, Mortimer.
Well, that's ridiculous. Unless the crop report... God help us! I told you we shouldn't come in and everything, you asshole!
We've got to get Wilson and tell him to sell!
Gentlemen, the orange crop estimates for the next year. After calculating the estimates from various orange-producing states, we have concluded the following. The cold winter has apparently not affected the orange harvest. Humans can expect orange juice prices to fall should be dramatic.
Wilson, for Christ's sake, sell! In there at once and sell, sell.
But I.
Five.
Yeah,
200.
100.
Oh,
yeah, it was
100.
100.
So did
you get that?
100.
Happy New Year!
Winter. Valentine.
Hey, how'd you make out today?
How could you do this to us after everything we've done for you?
Oh, see, I made Lewis a bet here. See, Lewis bet me that we couldn't both get rich and put you on the poorhouse at the same time. He didn't think we could do it. I won.
I lost. $1.
Thank you, Lewis.
After you.
Certainly.
Margin call, gentlemen. Well, you can't expect us to...
You know the rules of the exchange, Mr. Duke. All accounts to be settled at the end of the day's trading, without exception.
You know perfectly well we don't have $394 million in cash.
I'm sorry, boys. Put the Duke brothers' seats on the exchange up for sale at once. Seize all assets of Duke and Duke commodities brokers, as well as all personal holdings of Randolph and Mortimer Duke.
My God. We're ruined.
This is an outrage. I demand an investigation. You can't sell our seats. A Duke has been sitting on this exchange since it was founded. We founded this exchange. It's ours. It belongs to us.
My God.
Mortimer, your brother's not well. We'd better call an ambulance.
Fuck him! Now you listen to me. Our trading reopens right now. Get those brokers back in here. Turn those machines back on.
Turn your machine back on! You and your Nobel Prize, you idiot!
Where's Beaks? Where in hell is Beaks?
Beaks?
Yeah, I forgot all about that guy.
Okay, one male gorilla.
Hey, wait a minute. There's two of them in that cage.
One gorilla, two gorillas. Big deal. Whole bunch is getting sent back to Africa. It's a big scientific experiment. What do I know? Anyway, take a look. They're in love.
About lunch, the lobster, the crack crab.
What do you think?
Can I say a book?
Why not? Dimitri, sir, lobster and crack crab for everyone. Extra primo good, Mr. Coleman, sir.
Looking good, Billy Ray.
Feeling good, Lewis.
Get the